It's a good show.
In a world where every conversation is about what movie or TV show you've just seen, one comedian doing his own voiceover for his own podcast due to monetary restrictions got tired of pretending he's seen The Wire in conversations at parties. This is Never Seen It. Comedians rewriting famous movies and TV shows they've never seen. I'm Kyle Ayers.
Hey, everybody. This is Kyle. Thank you for listening to Never Seen It. This is the podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and television shows they've never seen, and we read them for you here in studio. Before we get into it today, I want to remind you guys that we have a Patreon for the show. So if you're into the show and you want even more bonus content, we have a Patreon with bonus episodes, episodes of my other podcast, Faking a Murderer, as well as video from in studio. And so if you want to check it out, we're actually going to play a quick clip from a Patreon episode right now. Check it out.
I feel greasy, oh so greasy and gritty and grime.
I did sing a song earlier and Caleb was like, oh, I know that song. And I was like, yeah, that's from Grease.
Well, I haven't seen Grease.
I just think it's funny that you would know the song.
Oh, man, okay. That was adorable. So,
we're fighting.
So yeah. Go ahead and only one of them will be the survivor of this. So go ahead and let us know. Caleb, I think you're doing stage directions.
I'm doing stage directions, baby.
All right. Babs?
I will be playing Elaine. I hope it's Elaine Bennis. And I'll be the guys and the girls.
All right, Dave?
I play Al Pacino.
Of course.
This is wonderful. Actually the third script on this show that Al Pacino has just been added into.
I hope he listens.
So if you want more of that, go to patreon.com/neverseenit and you can subscribe and help us out. It's patreon.com/neverseenit. Thank you, guys. Now into the show. Today we are joined by Jean Grey. Gene, thank you for being here.
I thought
here.
There was going to be applause or something.
There is. We put it in post. Yeah. There's so much applause.
That's not people.
No, it's not. It's a tambourine.
I like that you do it right in front of me.
Yeah, making eye contact, shaking a tambourine. It seems more insulting. I'm going to set him on the other chair. And we're also joined in studio with Yusong Liu, our
producer. Hello, hello, hello.
Comes back to us to join us again. Gene, you have never seen The Lion King.
I've never seen The Lion King.
This is when you... So we do a lot of, like, prestige movies mm-hmm. on the show, like The Godfather and Goodfellas and, like, Pulp Fiction mm-hmm. and, like, these big movies that are, like... Prestige, I guess, is the word. But The Lion King is, like, even above a prestige
The
film.
Lion King is above that. The Lion King has a musical.
It has a musical.
Yeah.
And a new
Lion King. Right. For some reason.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we have not had enough of this one story.
Everyone saw this movie so many times, they're making it again.
Again.
I think this is maybe the most popular movie. I mean, you could say it's one of the most popular movies ever.
Yep.
More than The
yep.
Godfather. More than
absolutely
any of these.
You know why? And also because generations, and not just generations, age wise, like kids are watching it, adults are watching it. Like, there's not a lot of like there's not like a Godfather like daycare event.
Yeah.
But if there was, that would be the way that I would want to see that.
That would be
only children.
You know, my kid can't fall asleep unless I play Godfather and Godfather Part 2 in their entirety for him every single night. I had The Lion King memorized at one point, the entire movie.
Really?
Because my brother
really?
Wouldn't fall asleep unless we played it. He's 10 years younger than me. And I don't know if my sister's listening. She remembered we would watch it every single night from we knew every line.
Did he have a favorite
wow. musical?
Did he have a favorite part or something?
No, he was a baby.
So again, did he have a favorite part?
I guess toes. He liked toes at the time. I don't know. He was a small child. He's small, very small, but he had to have the lion. And then we tried to like switch it out. And he was, you know, he's not one. And he's like, nah.
No, I know this is not The Lion King.
It's crazy.
Get the shit out of here.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it, and I'm never going to see it. And I did something when I've written these before. I've been like, I kind of like, you know, made the whole movie into one scene, and I was like, I don't want to do that at all.
Yeah.
The Lion King can go to hell.
I think it's slowly on its way there with remakes and recreations and music. And I'm sure the new one might even be great.
I don't care.
I wonder how much money The Lion King made. I think about this with this movie. I'm going to pull it up at some point. Because this is... I can't stop...
All of it.
All of it.
All of the money.
I'm interested to see how much you know and what's in here. I'm like explaining the show. I'm like, it'd be crazy if you had to tell us what you knew about this somehow.
Well, here's my other aversion to The Lion King. And it was kind of, you know, as an African kid, like... That was all we got asked about. And you're like, oh, you probably have, like, lions and tigers back home. Yeah. And I'm like, no. And then, like, The Lion King didn't help.
I like the idea of someone being like, how, was it realistic?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, God. kids were dumb.
Yeah.
And adults also, very dumb.
Yeah, that's the thing that you start to learn about kids is even when they get older, they turn into dumb versions of old kids.
Luckily, there was no, like, Disney movie that ever, like, did you eat dogs? I got that question a lot. But...
Oh, you didn't see the cutscenes in the Mulan credits?
But even without a movie, I still got that question a lot, which is just like...
Really?
Yeah.
And not just like people earnestly asking, not like bullying.
It would be like half earnest and then half, I think, like bullying. But
they kind of did want to know.
Yeah, they did
want to know.
And like, but what would your answer be?
It was no.
It would happen with me sometimes growing up. People would ask like how many boats I had. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And,
like,
that must have been tough.
You know, where I summered and stuff like that. It was tough to tell, you know. So we're all on the same page here. I just can't. I have such a life. I think The Lion King has come up on this podcast a bunch of times before for some reason. I've talked about how my brother wouldn't fall asleep without it. I think it's the best Disney movie. But I don't know. Maybe every time I see a new, they're so good at movies now, Disney and Pixar and all these animated companies. I watch Zootopia and I'm like, oh, this is the best movie that's ever been made.
Yeah, that was.
And
great.
Every time
I saw Coco, that was great.
Coco, I watched it. I'm like, this is the best one of these. Every time I see one now, I'm like, they're so good at it now.
Yeah, I don't like this time period of movies of Disney movies. I'm not into them.
Really? Disney or Pixar or just like all animated?
Like modern stuff. Mm-hmm. I dig. And then like anything before like the 90s. No.
Oh, so like the cell animated ones.
Yeah, I don't like it.
They are better at it now.
I just don't like them.
I think some... Okay, well, we're going to get into it. We're going to talk about it more. Let's run through and for the first time, we're going to have live in studio...
Yusong
is going to be
so
scoring.
Here we go.
This.
Who we gave him upwards of 3 minutes of prep time.
That's perfect. Because there's a song in here, and I did not write the song. I have not written the song. It doesn't have any lyrics. We're going to figure it out as we go.
Okay. And so we want to let everyone know who we're going to be playing, just so they can hear us here. And do you want to do the stage directions as well?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to be playing. I have her in as Lion Mom.
Yeah.
Nala question mark. Also Lion Kid in parentheses a name.
Yeah.
And then there's Scar.
And I will be Scar.
Yeah.
And Yusong here will be our who's the composer that's famous? Hans Zimmer.
I think it's Radiohead.
Soundtrack. Johnny Greenwood did the soundtrack to The Lion King, so it's a lot of ambiance of Jesse Eisenberg walking throughout Africa.
See, that I would watch.
Yeah. You know what's cooler than a million lions? A billion lions. That I referenced that line too many times.
Drop the just Lion King.
Just Lion King.
Lion King.
Okay. So I just thought of a movie that takes place in the OC that's about social networks called SoCal Network. Anyways.
Oh my God.
What do you have that's African?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Okay.
Now it's African.
Exterior, Africa. Maybe the Kalahari. I don't think it's very specific to any part of Africa, but okay. Definitely sure it's Africa. I think the Africa that most white people are like, oh yeah, Africa has lions. Safari Africa, the dark continent. A lion mom basks in the sun with her cub. They are chilling. It's hot, and lions are huge. Bigger than you would think, because you've probably only seen them on TV or in a zoo. At a distance. But lions are big as fuck. Animals of different species kick it and play together to drive the point home of how harmonious shit is at this point in the movie. Something that sounds like Ladysmith Black Mambazo, because that is how white people think Africa sounds, echoes through the trees. Oh, my son. Everything is beautiful. Isn't it?
Yes, Mama. It is. I love you. And I also miss Dad, though. Do I have a dad?
Of course you do. Everybody has a dad.
Is my dad the Lion King?
I don't know, son. That part is hard to know right now. It is early in the movie. I'm pretty sure that the title implies that you will be the Lion King. But many things have to happen, and many animals will probably die in order for you to become the Lion King. Probably your friends, maybe even me. Or maybe you will think I am dead, and then I will not be dead. Again, not so sure. But it's not going to go well.
Oh, no! Mama! I don't want my friends to die. Or for you to die. I don't have to be the Lion King. Maybe somebody else can be the Lion King. What about one of my other friends instead? Like, maybe Umgamo. He lives like he has nothing to lose. He can be the Lion King.
My son. Umgamo is a parrot. He cannot be the Lion King.
I hate this! I hate this so much! This is not fair!
It is not fair, son. But like our ancestors have said, it is what it is. A rustling in the leaves in the distance. A bunch of birds fly away very fast. Some sort of cute animals stop what they are eating with their tiny cute hands and look up. They run away. The sky darkens. Fashion Nova has having a 75% off sale. A large turtle puts on sneakers and jogs into the bush. Lion Mom stands up and Lion Cub, future Lion King probably, backs up and stands behind her on his hind lion legs. Someone dangerous is here. Parrot starts squawking.
Someone dangerous is here! Someone dangerous is here!
Shut up.
In one swift motion, Scar smacks a parrot off of a tree branch and into his mouth. He doesn't chew. He just swallows and licks his lips. He's a lion. He has a scar, presumably, on his face.
Umgamo! No!
Lion Kid, who is maybe named Mufasa, someone is named Mufasa, jumps from behind his mom, screaming. Scar smirks and glides forward exactly like how you think an evil lion would glide effortlessly. And to be honest, he's kind of kick-ass. And you might find him sexy if you make bad choices. Lion Mom, who I'm now pretty confident in calling her Nala, stands firm and growls. She is also badass. You also get the feeling that Scar and Nala had a thing happening at some point. Is he this kid's dad? Interesting. We are interested.
We are, though.
We are interested.
Scar leans in slowly, smoothly, and growls his next words.
More like Yumgamo.
Scar licks his lips again and Lion Kid cries behind Nala. Scar! How could you? Umgamo was just a child. You're despicable.
Children have to learn that anything can happen. Look! Look at me! Look at this scar! Do you think I knew this was going to happen?
You cut your face trying to shave that with a rock.
I told you not to do that.
Shut up!
It's true!
Scar roars loudly.
I didn't know what noise was going to come out either.
We can end it right here.
And a crazy amount of birds fly out of the trees. A school of fish walk out of the water and hurry down the path. The sun pulls a blanket up over its face.
I'm sick of you disrespecting me, Nala.
I'm sick of you being an asshole, Jeremy.
It's Scar!
Is it? Jeremy?
This is why I don't come here.
No. You are banned from coming here.
This is why you don't come here. Because you do things like eat children and throw other animals off of cliffs.
What? When did I do that?
I think you did that already.
Are you sure I wasn't holding someone to the moon on a cliff?
No, I'm not sure, but anyway, Scar, what is it?
I came to tell you that. The Lion King stuff.
Okay, what stuff?
Someone is going to be the Lion King. And I think it is me.
No! Mama said I was going to be the Lion King!
Well, she lied because it is me. I am definitely going to try to kill you, definitely, though.
Get out of here!
Scar leaves. Lion Kid scampers around to the front of Nala. They cuddle together.
Don't worry, my son. He will not kill you. I will always protect you. You will be the Lion King.
Nala sings a short song about the kid being the Lion King.
Kid, I don't know your name. Do you know why? Kid, I don't know your name. And do you know why? It's because your true name is the Lion King. It doesn't matter what your name is, your real name is the Lion King. That was my song to you, child.
Thank you, Mama. Is Scar my dad?
You must fight against injustice and win.
Yes, okay. I will, Mama. I will totally go on a journey to find strength, and then there's definitely a part where I will learn how to roar. Thank you, Mama. I was just asking about if Scar is my dad. Don't let anyone throw you off of a cliff. No, okay. I will try so hard now. I get it. I will go make friends with other animals, and hopefully Scar will not kill them like he did just kill Umgama. But while we are on the topic of Scar, I was again just wanting to know... You are the Lion King, son! Okay. Well, never mind. King.
African singers sing African things. Woo! Oh, me too.
That was great.
Yeah. Do we have to edit any of that out?
No, I don't. That was great.
All right, cool.
Didn't care for the piano, but I thought that I was just... We should have turned the piano on. It would have made a lot more
so
sense.
Nervous.
It really took away from it, I thought. Fuck. Like, you know, yeah, if you're going to have something, if you're going to have music, have it add
yeah,
to
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I have an yeah. MP4.
Yeah.
MP5, maybe an MP6 yeah, yeah. that we can put in there.
Thank you.
It was so good.
Okay, all right. Nice. Oh, I couldn't read the temperature at all.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, I got it.
That was great.
That was great.
So funny.
If you guys don't know Yusong, I can describe his behavior as, if you watch Parks and Rec, Ben Wyatt around cops.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Oh, it's so funny. It is so Poor Zazu, whose name was Ungamo in this.
Was there a parrot?
Yeah. Gilbert Gottfried was the voice of the parrot.
Right.
And it's pretty funny. And I'm trying
to. Yeah, I get how that's funny.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
you know, it's probably not. You know, if you're what does an African parrot sound like
Gilbert
in voice?
Gottfried.
You know, you're probably not Gilbert, but you're like, who has a funny voice? Gilbert was Iago in Aladdin.
Yeah. I was getting so confused.
Who's the bird?
Because
the bird,
bird
has his own song. Zazu is the bird in The Lion King.
I don't think Zazu gets a song, right?
Yeah, he does. He sings and I Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Yeah.
Wait.
I guess it's time for you and I to have a heart to heart.
Oh, my God. You did watch it a lot for your little brother.
Yes.
So is Zazu supposed to be the Lion King?
No, Simba.
Well, then why is he singing that song?
He sings too, because Simba's singing about being king and Zazu's like, you're moving too fast. They sing together.
That's whack.
I want to have a friend. Rowan Atkinson is the voice of Zazu.
A friend that's supporting me and being like, yeah, go ahead and do that. You should do that. Why is Zazu trying to hold him back?
Because he was Mufasa's aide, and when Mufasa is murdered by Scar...
Okay, so is Mufasa Simba's dad?
Yeah.
Great. And he threw him off a cliff?
Mufasa and Scar are the same person,
they're
right?
Brothers.
Oh my God.
That's messed up.
Yeah.
Nala, that's messed up.
Oh, and Nala is Simba's age.
Mm.
And wow. I don't know if Scar is ever into her.
So who's the mom?
Nala. She just kind of... No, he...
What?
Simba has a mom.
Yeah.
And it's not Nala.
Oh my
God. Nala is his love interest.
Oh. I made that real weird.
Oh, whoops. Yeah. Sorry, my bad.
Maybe her name is Sarabi. Let me look at this.
Sure.
That's his mom's name. She's kind of really just functions to move things along.
But she was with Scar.
Once Mufasa dies, and Narabi, I think, is like the head hunter.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think she ever gets with. Well, I guess, you know, who knows what happens off screen.
Listen.
Once Simba leaves, I don't know.
I'm telling you that Scar is Simba's real dad, is what I'm saying. And that's why he's
Scar,
it's weird.
Mufasa was James Earl Jones, which is like iconic.
Yeah.
It's like a very good voice. And Jeremy Irons is Scar, and he does a pretty good job.
I'm good with that.
But it's like, you know, growing up in Missouri in the 1990s, I'm watching this. No part of me is associating it with Africa.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
it's probably
then this
because
is creating
like,
all of my associations
it's,
of
it's,
Africa.
It's Jeremy Irons.
Right, exactly. And it's like
very famous
is
African
Scar
actors.
Kind of British.
Yeah.
And then there's like Timon and Pumbaa who are.
Oh,
goofy,
yeah. The Hakuna Matata song.
They sing Hakuna Matata.
Oh, that's in that?
Yeah, great.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Disney.
But what did you think Hakuna Matata was in?
I don't care because it's one of those stupid things that people like say as like a, like, you know, stupid things that they think is like African phrases that they're like, gonna be like, oh, well,
I think it's Nathan
Kuna
Lane
Matata.
Singing. He's either Timon or Pumbaa. I don't remember.
Nathan Lane in Africa?
They just needed someone they could cast who can sing and act, and so they literally just got Nathan Lane.
Wow. Are there any Africans in the new Lion King?
I think I can pick up. Let's pull up the cast. Because that's become like
I feel
a thing.
Like a,
Donald Glover is playing
Bill
Simba.
Hader, Beyonce.
Seth Rogen and Billy Eichner are Timon and Pumbaa.
Very African.
Very African. let's load the hole. James Earl Jones is still in it. He just hasn't left. He's just been sitting on all this stuff.
That's amazing.
Beyonce is playing Nala.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
How you get Beyonce? This is how famous
King.
Beyonce is.
It's the Lion
is I'm
King.
Like, how did they get her? When Beyonce is a concert, I'm like, how did this venue get Beyonce? Yeah. It's like she's playing Madison Square Garden. I'm like, she's playing the Nets Stadium that her husband owns.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did Jay-Z book Beyonce? That's how famous she is.
I mean, that's a pretty good question.
Because how, yeah. I got
Jay-Z, how did you do it?
This movie made $312 million in the United States. So it's probably a billion-dollar cartoon. If you think about everything.
It's not a lot of money.
For a cartoon in the 90s. Well, we're just talking about owners and stuff like that. So what were you saying about, like, you like the Disney movies, like, the last, like, 5-10 years more?
Yeah.
What do you like about them?
They don't make me feel weird about racism.
Yeah.
Like, they're, like, actual people, or you know, there's, like, things represented, and you're able to see other things and tell other stories. And, you know, what I do like about the old Disney movies is, like, they're super dark, and there's always a lot of murder, and that's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
But then they're always, like, super racist.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Okay. Well, this is, it never felt okay. Like, I never felt, like, welcomed. In a Disney world. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I guess, and they are darker where it'd be like, oh, I murdered, like, people died and now you're in a coma. And then you're like, but who are all, every side character in every Disney movie until like 12 years ago, you're like, like, you're not holding up. You're not holding up too well. The dwarves, who are these guys? Who's dopey? Maybe he needs some assistance.
Yeah, no, yeah, there were a lot of things and that were always used by other children as, like, bullying tools or things to pull from movies and, like, call you that. And I'm like, yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah. What turned it around? Which one? Like, I don't even know if Zootopia is Disney or if it's Dreamworks
or something.
Yeah,
it's just good.
But Zootopia, I'm like, this is just such an incredible movie. And it's also
it's just very good.
It's a movie that acknowledges differences, but doesn't weaponize differences, I guess, or something like that, or like make them, you know, it puts everyone, all these animals are different animals.
Yeah.
People are all different.
That's okay.
You can't ignore stuff.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for Zootopia.
Also, The Jungle Book can go to hell.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen The Jungle Book, but I imagine they just remade it like last year.
Yeah, because you got to, right?
What changed about it, though?
Nothing.
Well, yeah.
It was a live action Jungle Book.
Yeah, it was like everything was.
I watched that.
Yeah.
And I'm still like, I just want to see brown kids doing other things.
Yeah.
Just like, all right, we got it. We got it, man. We're cool.
Yeah.
Can we do something else now?
Instead of like, not like fetishizing the jungle.
Yeah.
It's as just like
a lot.
An unknown.
It's just, you know, it's very, you know, dark continent.
Yeah.
Mysterious.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Which is why I hate all the King Kong movies. And I'm like, can we stop doing that too?
Yeah, there are so many King Kong movies.
It's like, what?
Yeah, okay.
What?
So what is like, what's your favorite Disney movie? Is there anything that you like actually rewatch? Do you rewatch movies? Like, do you even watch movies? These are things that I don't even know.
Do you watch? Do
I mean,
you even?
Some people
do
don't
you
see anything.
Do?
Some people don't are just not movie people.
I watch everything.
Yeah?
I watch everything a lot. I just saw Coco.
Okay.
And I knew I was going to enjoy it, but I really liked the way... I was like, there's wonderful things to explore about culture without, they were wonderfully not heavy handed. And they were, it was nice to see, like, there's things that are so important, like hair texture and skin color and like the way his grandmother looked and that, you know, the way the wrinkles in her face would be and talking about food and kind of celebrating this culture in like a way that you're like, great, this is a wonderful teachable experience.
Yeah.
But it's also, I'm like, I get to see, you know, people being a normal family and then there's still like a great adventure behind it, but you know it, and it's fantasy, but still we can be in those spaces.
That's why I want to see The Incredibles 2 just for the Pixar short with the little bows.
I
haven't seen it yet.
I cried.
Yeah,
everyone in the theater was sort of, when it finished, it's really really good. And there is something so nice about seeing someone who isn't you still just depicted as just a person and not
just
like
a person.
Not like look at this crazy other life. It's just like, this just person we treat it a big, and this is like, you know, I'm not the person who needs to be saying this at all, but like, everything forever has been for me. And it's so funny when people who look like me are like, oh, now I got to put up with this.
They're like, oh,
it's
now
like,
these other
how do you think
people?
Everyone else has ever watched everything that's ever come out? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can align with the mom in Bao.
Yeah.
Because
it's
like, it's about loss and growth. It's just so nice. Everyone was crying in the theater when it ended. And then I think there's like a little short for The Incredibles where it's like Samuel Jackson and everyone doing their voice. It's like a little behind the scenes thing that's like a minute long. It's like, we were so happy to come back and make this movie. Everyone in the theater is crying from this Pixar short and like, what the fuck?
What is this?
I can't see fucking Samuel L. Jackson
now?
Right now. Like, I need like slow titles or the turn off your phone ad, because it ends, everyone's crying and Samuel Jackson's like, 15 years is a long time to take off between movies, and people are like, fucking yeah, I'm here for you.
Up.
I love you, but not now.
Not right now.
Oh my god.
It's really, I mean, a lot of the shorts hit really hard. I thought
yeah.
sometimes
yeah.
the Pixar shorts I think are so one note that I'm like, this. I don't really love this. The volcano one I didn't wasn't in
yeah,
love with.
Was I thought
it was like a,
about
it seemed
that.
Like a little simple for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this one, everyone was crying. And then,
I think it was the big things changed where I knew I'm like, oh man, all of these animated movies are about to be insane. It was the beginning of Up.
Oh yeah.
Mm. And I was like, what just happened?
Yeah, yeah.
They have such a trust in children to understand everything.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you know they're making these movies for everybody,
yeah.
but kids are going to see Up
yeah.
and WALL-E and Inside Out and getting experience like. It's so funny. It was radical of Pixar to be like, kids aren't idiots.
Stupid. They're not stupid.
Yeah. The beginning of Up is, you have to be in such a specific place to even watch it.
Yep.
Yeah.
yeah.
And when the first time you see it and you don't know it's coming, you're just like, nah.
What? I hope you were in the theater and you were like, nah, and you just got up and left.
I don't even
More like
the
down.
Nice. You know, actually, he thought of that before the podcast and was hoping the movie Up would come up.
He's like, oh, God.
I don't mean to burst your balloon.
I wish he had just done it like in the middle of The Lion King.
Guys, do you remember the movie Up? Yeah, it's just so funny. It's like thinking about it. I mean, for all these places making movies now, and it's crazy that it's radical to think about. Inclusivity? Is that even a word?
Yeah, yeah.
Shouldn't isn't it crazy how everyone might be people?
Isn't that nuts?
Like, there's no profitability here. And like, well, we'll see.
Did we just tell a story about like their lives?
Yeah.
Who would be interested in seeing Black Panther? This'll tank at the box office.
Yeah.
Oh, you got thoughts on it? I could see that also.
No, sometimes I get mad that it's like not that I'm not excited about all these things, but you know, and even like taking all these meetings and kind of my explanation is just like, it's 2018.
Yeah.
Like, why did we have to wait till almost 2020, a year that sounds crazy to say out loud?
2020 right. sounds like a made-up year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we have to wait this long and we're still, like, having to, like, be like, and this is why this should happen.
Yeah.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Do you think you get, like, because you're out here visiting in Hollywood
mm-hmm.
and everyone wants to kind of box everyone into what they see them, I don't know, what it's like, profitable as?
Mm. No, they've been great.
Really?
It's been awesome.
That's nice.
And it's been very much it makes me feel great about I worked real fucking hard to be like, I don't know, I'll do anything. What can we make?
For me, knowing you and then also knowing like how I deal with things when I'm out here
mm-hmm.
and trying to work on a career, I could see the fact that you have independently created a career for, what, 2 decades?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
In multiple fields?
Yeah.
Like
we should mention that Gene did the theme song to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
What's up?
It's so good. It is great.
More like down.
I've got
to
go.
I don't know how that's going to fit as a tattoo, but we're going to have to figure it out. If you guys donate to the Patreon, we're going to have a new tier. $100 a month gets you song a tattoo.
Check out the Patreon.
What's the American symbol for down? It's just a down arrow. What's it? English
I'm
for down?
Like, what?
I was so confused.
And so we'll get you a tattoo. We'll do it in studio. You know, we'll do a live feed.
Mm-hmm.
We'll Twitch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to sound hip.
Twitch it.
Twitch. But that's good.
Are we twitching right now?
No, absolutely not. Unless you mean like having
I
had
honestly,
too much caffeine.
I don't know what that means. I know it's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing, you guys.
It's online.
Cool.
It's a new
Hi, kids.
If you don't know what it is, there's a decent chance it's a new streaming service.
Yeah.
if you don't know what the word is, there's a good chance they're going to show you original content.
Mm-hmm. It's some sort of app.
Yeah.
That needs influencers.
We spend a decent amount of time on this podcast making fun of all of the places I wish would give me jobs.
That's how it works. That's how it works.
So, but that's nice. That's like an open thing for you where people are like, what do you want to do?
It's very cool.
Yeah.
It's very, very cool. And they're kind of like, well, I mean, we're very, like, we're familiar with kind of everything, but what is it you want to do, like, at this point?
Yeah. All it took is 2 decades of working alone, proving you could do it in every medium, and then people will listen to you.
And then people will listen.
Yeah. Will they follow through? We'll see. But they'll listen to
we'll
you.
We'll see.
That's exciting.
We'll see. I got, you know, it's getting in the rooms.
Yeah.
And then the trick is to just leave a little bit of pee in every room, you guys. Just to let anyone know.
Just a few days later, they're like, the janitor really wants to do a project with Gene.
Yeah.
He's in here. He said there's something about what's been left.
Just leave a little bit of yourself.
What do you watch the most? What do you like? What are you watching when you do watch movies on air? Like, what are you watching? What do you watch? You don't watch The Lion King.
What do I watch?
I'm gonna say The Lion King probably until Titanic had made the most money of any movie that decade. Was probably the most popular movie until Titanic. What do you watch if you're not watching The Lion King?
Titanic.
Just Titanic over and over.
Only Titanic. We have a bunch of streaming services, but we only watch Titanic on them.
Yeah. I usually Bing Titanic streaming services and see what I can get out of that.
I just watch it on LinkedIn.
You're just scrolling through all the gaffers' profiles from Titanic. James Cameron probably has a LinkedIn.
He probably does.
In whatever Avatar university he lives in now.
God, that's a terrible movie. I wish I had never seen that so I could do that. So I could do Avatar.
So you could just do Avatar? That's what we... Josh did Avatar, that one episode. Yeah.
I watch everything a lot, but I'm TV, movies, any streaming service, any show. My fiance, Quale, is really concerned about me watching The Handmaid's Tale. So I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
But he, like... He gets so upset.
Oh, that's fun.
Every time he watches
it. I'm just thinking about him getting upset. Is like, I mean, I don't want to be like, it's funny when he's upset, but it's like, he's kind of an adorable man.
He is. He is very adorable. Yeah. And you just see him like feeling for these characters so much. And he gets so angry and upset. Yeah. And he's like, I just can't believe this.
Yeah.
He's like, why do you do this to yourself? I was like, well, I mean. Yes, I mean, I get it.
Has watching that, so you, are you caught up with it? I guess, what season just in? The second season in its entirety is
done? I'm caught up with everything. I'm terribly caught up with everything.
Has anything about the real world changed how you watch, like, The Handmaid's Tale? It seems like a relevant show. People seem to really want to align it with the world that we're in right now.
Yeah.
Is it scarier?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I read The Handmaid's Tale. I went to a very progressive school, so we read it, and I only realized that this was weird when I told people later on in life, and I'm like, well, I read it in like third grade.
Whoa!
I was like, right, it's The Handmaid's Tale,
right?
You know, so
it's one of my favorite Dr. Seuss books, but I didn't read it.
Oh no, Gene! You keep that joke in your head. It was good though. I'll tell it to you afterwards.
Okay. Subscribe to our Patreon for Gene's joke about that.
For Gene's Dr. Seuss version of The Handmaid's Tale. I think it's terrible now because it doesn't surprise me, and it seems like so close.
Yeah,
I mean, where it's like in a world. You feel like you could have possibly lived in a world at some time when you were like, this couldn't happen because enough people would be like, no, that's crazy. And now,
you're like, oh, I can see the steps to this.
Yes, we're in the steps.
Okay.
We're in the steps to that.
I'm very confident that that's true because everyone has shared that opinion. I'm a little afraid to watch the show because I'm scared that I might be like too...
Like, supportive of the world.
too into the red outfits.
Like gratuitous with its misery. Like, I don't know if I could handle that.
Yeah.
I know. There's
Is it
wonderful,
super bleak?
There are these great moments and you're like, yes, fight, win. And then you're like, oh, God, no.
Yeah.
And I think Quale's way of explaining it away, he's like, you know, she's not going to win because they have to do another season. So, you know, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse.
Sometimes it's hard to get out of that world of knowing the bigger purpose of the, like, you know, it's a television show.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And there's going to be another. So, you know who lives. You know, that was a big thing with this, you know, like the Avengers movie that came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've seen it, Infinity War. And with the ending of Infinity War, where everyone, it was still very impactful to me, despite me being like, yeah, I know all these people have movies coming out.
Right.
I was just so into the movie that I didn't think about it.
It was great. And it was great kind of having that, you know, that duality of being like, oh, well, yeah, no, better now. Well,
it wasn't until a few minutes after I'd left the theater where I'm like, oh, yeah, I know what must happen because of other movies that are coming out. But still. Nice move.
Yeah.
Still.
Everything I hear about Handmaid's Tale, I watched The Leftovers, and it was the bleakest thing I'd ever seen in my life. Especially the first season.
Mm-hmm.
There were no wins. To the point where most people quit watching it.
Yeah.
It was the bleakest thing I'd ever seen. And then eventually, I don't know if the show got heard feedback or this was their plan the whole time. They were
too
like,
sad.
They started, too it was sad. Too sad. And it's a very sad premise. You know, it's like 5% of the world just disappears and you have to watch people cope with this.
Right.
And
then it became a comedy.
Well, then they were like, we have to have some win. Yeah. Then, you know, they also got
Rowan
Atkinson.
Good thing my mother-in-law's gone.
The whole next season is Rodney Dangerfield being happy they took his wife. Oh, they took my wife. Please. That's Rodney's tweeting that. But they did start having to sort of give characters wins.
Yeah.
From what I know about The Handmaid's Tale, which is, you know, just kind of the idea of what, I can't picture what a win would be.
They're so small. There's little things. And I like the fact that, you know, it has to stay that kind of dark.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then when you get a win, you're like, so it's very much like my own life. It's very relatable. I watch reality shows all the time.
What is the worst? Okay, you know, when whatever your definition of worst is, thing that you've committed the most time to. Like was Caleb and Babs were on here.
Yeah.
Caleb Stein and Babs Irwin were on here and they're dating and they have watched and rewatched all of Survivor.
Ooh. The Bad Girls Club.
What is that?
What?
What I don't know what that is.
About?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know if it's still no. The Bad Girls Club, and then kind of what that like the other shows that it evolved into that were like the All Stars, like would come back and have to battle each other, but it was hosted by Ray J. Okay. And anything with Ray J in it. Just
let me ask you this: because
right
most of the stuff I've seen Ray J in is 480p streaming videos.
Yeah. Yeah. As it should be.
It was
the
entire movie shot on one phone.
He's a terrible person.
Yeah,
he's a terrible, terrible person.
I thought it was Rage.
No, that's giving him too much. Don't let him have that. The Bad Girls Club, I don't even know if it's still on, but it was like 10 girls who have like violent tempers and anger management problems and drinking issues, and they pretty much just put them all in a house together for an entire season.
Oh, this is reality TV.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Damn.
And how was he the host?
He wasn't the host of that. They had him like as the host of like when they would have like Bad Girls All Stars.
Wow.
Okay.
From previous seasons.
So this is like
the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so curious. What's an example of a challenge like on Bad Girls Club?
It was the same thing that they would do on like Real World Challenge, where you gotta like you're all hanging over like a lake and you gotta hold on
as long as you
can.
Small scale survivor type stunts.
Yeah. I would never work for me. I think my new hate watch, I'm gonna try to watch The Proposal again.
I don't know what that is either.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
I'm so excited. Is that more reality show stuff or is that a movie?
If you took...
It sounds like a Ryan Gosling movie.
If you took The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and then put that on meth and then took the Miss America pageant, but like from the 60s where they like just peak misogyny, and then you smash those together, you would have The Proposal. So basically... The episode that I watched.
Sounds like you're describing this administration. Thanks for coming out, everyone. We got a good show tonight. Sorry, a giant hook is actually pulling me off stage right now.
The audience is just snapping very loudly.
This is called Outside Llewyn Davis. Thanks, guys.
Oh, my gosh. Please watch the show.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
I just want to say that, so they have to get engaged at the end of every episode, like a new couple. And there's a guy that ladies can't see, and they bring all these ladies out, and they, this is how they introduce them. Like one, this was my favorite one, and I have it memorized now, because it was like neuropsychologist, and she comes out, and she's like, you know, we're in a showy offy dress.
Yeah.
And she's like, and then the announcer is like, Jennifer twirls batons. She's been twirling batons all her life. Sometimes the batons are on fire. Also, she's a neuropsychologist.
Oh, boy. Oh, my God.
Also.
This sounds like a game show from a show. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Riri's never had a boyfriend, and her grandfather offered to freeze her eggs. These are actual introductions, and then they stand out there in their bathing suits, and they talk to a man behind a wall.
On?
ABC.
ABC!
Oh, my God.
ABC.
Wow. I can't. There's so crazy. Many. I guess this is just. Why do you think there's so many of these shows right now? And do you think I have so many questions?
I have so many questions about that. Just one. I just want to know how it got that. It was so. We were sitting there watching, and we're like, "This can't be. This is a sketch, right? Kristen Wiig is going to come out as one of the ladies, right? No.
This sounds like sort of like Key and Peele territory.
Yeah.
Like just it's so bizarre. But there's a lot of these, and
there's
this
a
is
lot.
On
right.
ABC.
This
isn't
on ABC.
On E. Do you know what I mean? And no offense to E.
No offense to E.
I said no offense to E, and you said no offense to E.
Yes.
I'm just going to do this till I narrow down who your meetings were with this week.
Like,
just saying no offense to every network and seeing your reactions. But, you know, there's something to like a pulpy, campy show and where it exists on cable versus it exists on the network that the nightly news is on after the nightly news.
Right. Yeah. No, it's very scary.
Do you watch the any of like the Bachelor, the Bachelorette programs?
One time, I don't. I know a lot of people that do, and that are very. One time, someone from my high school was on the Bachelorette.
Whoa!
And he got kicked off in the first episode for throwing a drunken tirade and threatening to rape somebody.
Oh my god!
Not the woman,
a
guy.
Why didn't you leave?
He was
with
like,
that?
I
didn't want to say
yeah. No, it's very bizarre television. He's like blackout drunk. Oh. And he's just like yelling this crazy, stupid stuff, and he jumps. And he's the only person to ever get kicked out before anyone had met anyone, really.
Jesus.
Because he just got drunk. Because they just got free booze out, so people will say stuff.
They do.
Yeah, and then you watch the whole thing, and that's the only episode I watched because people were like, I mean, he was a year older than me in school. I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, yo, this guy's in this show, you know, from my high school. Watch this. And I watched it, and I was not on anyone's side because he's acting horrifically and some of the stuff he says is so over the line. I'm like, no, but then the rest of it, I'm like, but also y'all really wanted this to happen.
Of course. Yeah.
Cause it's incredible.
It's great TV.
Television.
Yeah.
It's like so great good TV. At the same time. But that's all I've ever got out of the Bachelor and Bachelorette. I always associate them as like the most normal of any, or they seem like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what people want out of being on these shows.
Yeah. Even so, I don't know if I was like, I don't know if I'm just too much of a prude, but the one time that I caught some of the Bachelor, it was like, there was a guy, he's sitting around a campfire. One by one, the girls go in, they have a conversation, and then he just kisses each one. I guess that was normal, but because I was the only one in the room reacting, going like, "Is anything sacred anymore?" And everyone's just like watching.
He's
normally.
Great.
Yeah,
you're just a sweetheart, and I love you.
Anyway,
more like down, Chillerette.
God damn it.
There's so many. I don't know. I think. Do you think people are like going to try and get famous from these shows? Or like, what's the?
Oh,
do
yeah,
people
absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely, and
because it happens every once in a while where someone becomes super famous from one of these, and I imagine I guess everyone thinks
or you know that's your career. You kind of start there, and then you stay on. You find more reality shows like Tammy Roman, who's on Basketball Wives now, but she was on like what the third or the second season
who's
of the Real World.
To?
Just the no
sport.
One else.
Just the love of the game.
It's a basketball.
Yeah,
a basketball.
There's the Miz, the wrestler, the Miz, who I just respect how he went. He was on like the third or fourth season of The Real World. Mm-hmm. He showed up and he said, "I'm on The Real World because I want to be a professional wrestler someday, and this is my alter ego, the Miz, and I want." And then he would say that. Those are his testimonials. And then he would get drunk and become his alter ego.
Then
MTV had a reality show for wrestlers. He used his clout from The Real World to get on that because they needed celebrity.
Then
he won that, and now he has like been the WWE champion like 10 times.
Oh,
like he's a massive. He just kind of saw what he wanted to do and took whatever his path was, and I was like, that's you know, I respect that.
Kudos.
Yeah. Because he's always upfront about what he's trying to do. And
yeah.
There, you know.
It's just
it's hard.
Like the, it's just like the Handmaid's Tale.
It's just like the I always, anytime we always talk about, I have a hard time with a lot of the reality shows and stuff. I always think about, what was the show where the guy, Joe Millionaire? Do you remember the?
No.
Joe Millionaire was The Bachelor.
Ah, yes.
And it was the show The Bachelor, but he was super rich.
Was he really super rich?
He wasn't super rich. And that was the thing.
I got it
where
already.
They were like, all these girls think he's worth $50 million. Mm-hmm. And then the last episode is him telling the girl that he, you know, proposing to her. And she says yes. And then he says, I'm actually just a construction worker. And
oh
her
God.
Face is such... her face is so real, you're like, oh, they didn't. She literally didn't know. Like, no one can act that good. Unless he's not marrying Meryl Streep. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's incredible. And then all that happened was I felt bad for her. Because I was like,
this
I was
not
like,
about yeah. the
I was
money.
Like, even, who
yeah.
cares about the money? Y'all just lied
you
to her
lied.
The entire time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's probably all fake, but.
How cruel.
You want to think these things are real. You want to think there's integrity in Joe Millionaire season one or The Mole season four. I just.
Baskets. I watch Baskets over and over again.
Baskets
I love
is great.
Baskets.
Yeah.
I've put Legion aside because I'd need to go watch the whole thing. But you need to go in, like, into a different world when you do
someone
that.
Someone told me someone on Legion looks like me, and I've avoided watching it because of that. I think it's I don't know who. Anyways.
I hope it's not the Shadow King.
I really hope it's the Shadow King. If you're like, all right, here's all the character names. You can be any of them. One is April Ludgate from Parks and Rec, and the other is Shadow King. I'm going to pick the guy who got written out of Game of Thrones and shifted to an FX series. We got a fan script we got to get to.
Oh,
yeah.
We got a dad game we got to get to.
Yeah.
And first, we have to play this before and afters game.
Okay.
How this works is I have mashed together two movie titles into one movie title. I will tell you the plot to that new movie,
mm-hmm.
and you tell me what the title is.
Got it.
So we talked about, like, an example, The Wolf of Wall Street mm-hmm. is a robot that would short penny stocks to make money, something like that. So here we have four, and here's the, I'll tell you the plot. You tell me the title. Here's the first one. While attempting to reunite with its long-lost owner, a sentient toaster falls in love with an intuitive operating system.
It's something with her.
It's something with, yeah. Thanks.
Oh, my God.
You could talk it out. While attempting to reunite with its long-lost owner, a sentient
also,
toaster...
Also, that's a great title for a movie.
Yeah.
It's something with her?
It's something with her.
That's the... They're trying to do a... there's something about Mary that's less
yeah,
angry.
Yeah.
Something with her.
A sentient toaster falls in love with an intuitive operating system.
God. The pressure's so high.
It...
Like, oh, yeah, wait. Can I explain myself? Compared to... Oh, my
Kyle,
God.
Put that gun down.
Yeah, sorry, everybody. Wow.
Compared to sitting out there and not having to give an answer and then just suddenly have to give an answer.
Sure.
I can see that I'm not going to be good at these. It's not that I'm not smart, you guys. Don't think that. I'll come to your houses and I'll show you some smarts. Don't think that.
I know how to use an abacus.
Yeah.
All right. You want the answer to this
one? Yes.
Yeah.
The Brave Little Toaster. This is why I was going to just skip by these and move on to the next games because I was looking at how long we've been going, but I knew this is how this would go, so I made sure. All right, number two.
Oh,
that was the easiest one. Number two. Facing a turning point in her life, a woman embarks on a quest for self-discovery to Italy, Bali, and ultimately India, where she and an American who was raised Indian, Ashram, must help get a hockey player's marriage back on track in time for his team to win the World Cup.
What is the hockey movie?
I don't know. Is the other one Eat, Pray, Love?
Yeah.
Yeah. God damn it.
Yep, you're right.
I love
her. Oh, is it Eat, Pray, Love Her?
More like Eat, Pray, Love.
The second one is a terrible movie. And I'll tell you just the plot to the second one. An American who was raised Indian ashram must help get a hockey player's marriage back on track in time for his team to win the Stanley Cup.
Is
I feel
Miracle...
like Kevin James is involved.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Maybe, but Mike Myers is in it.
Is Miracle on Ice even a movie, or is that just like a phrase that I'm thinking
What?
Of?
That's just a phrase.
Okay, okay.
But there's a movie called Miracle. You're just thinking some words in an order.
No.
All right. Eat, pray, love, guru. Eat, pray, love, guru.
Oh, that's what you the guys, love guru
Yeah, right?
Is?
I don't know. I looked up the plot to Love
Why
Guru, and I'm like, what the
it?
Hell does this hockey have to do with this movie? No one knows. You know the poster. You know what it is.
What
you know
the
it's that Michael Myers movie. Mike Myers. Michael Myers is Halloween. But no, I know. How is that the plot to Love Guru?
Yeah.
Why does that do with the Stanley Cup in India?
Oh, my God.
All right. Number three.
Okay.
Under the watchful eye of his mentor, Tony, a young superhero embraces his newfound identity.
Oh, can you just stop for a second?
Yeah.
Immediately, I was like, who's the boss?
Like, I would use the actor's name in the plot, too. Who's the boss, baby?
Okay, okay.
A young superhero embraces his newfound identity and works to keep his neighborhood safe. After fleeing an arranged marriage and while staying hidden as a foreign student working in fast food, he romances a young woman named Lisa and worries his marital intentions will not be accepted by his king father.
What the... What is that second... What?
This was a hard one, too, but it's such a funny title.
Spider-Man.
I just looked to audio engineer and past guest Travis Clark for support. And yeah. Also, he doesn't know. Nolan...
All right.
Can we have
Read
any
that second
hints?
One?
All right, yeah, yeah. Do you know the first one, Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
That's not the full title.
No.
Spider-Man 2? No, because sometimes on the segment, the number really matters.
Yeah, it's actually Spider-Man also.
Spider-Man in addition.
Okay, this one is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay, well...
And then
What's
here's
the
second movie.
One?
After fleeing an arranged marriage and while staying hidden as a foreign student working in fast food, he romances a young woman named Lisa and worries his marital intentions.
Spider-Man Homecoming to America.
Spider-Man Homecoming to America.
That is dumb.
I'm pretty certain people listening will be screaming at me.
Yeah.
All right, final one. A recently paroled Army Ranger is trapped on an airplane with some of the worst criminals, including three aspiring musicians who were so determined to get their demo on the air, they held a radio station hostage with realistic-looking water pistols.
Con Air what?
Con Air 2? No.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm going to give the credit to Travis. Con Hair?
No. Okay. Con Hair? Wow, I'm glad you gave the credit,
okay, okay.
We'll call it.
No, I'll take the blame.
We're looking for Con Airheads.
All right, you know, that movie, Airheads.
You remember those movies we're always thinking about? Love Guru, Airheads.
Yeah.
The Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, God. I apologize.
All right.
I don't.
Well, I don't know
I don't.
If we got time for this.
We can read it
real
fast.
You want to do it? All right.
Yeah,
we have
it.
Got a fan script here, which is Bad Boys. Was it specifically Bad Boys? Was it Bad Boys 2?
I think it was Bad Boys 2.
And a half.
Oh, Bad Boys 2 is the great one.
Yeah.
I don't think there was a name attached to this file.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be able to look up. So if you wrote Bad Boys and you recognize this, we'll try and look it up and we'll give you a shout out and add it in here.
What's the email? Never seen it.
Oh, yeah. If you're a fan, you want to send us in a script for us to read, send it to Never Seen It Show. I thought you were like, what's their email?
I'm not going to
yell their email over the neverseenitshow@gmail.com. If you have a fan script, it's neverseenitshow@gmail.com. You can send us that way, and we appreciate it. If you got anything, send it to us. So we'll go ahead, and Gene, you can cast everyone out here. It looks like we have Chief.
I'd like Chief.
Martin Lawrence and Will Smith. All right, you want to be Chief?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, Yusung, would you like to be Martin Lawrence or Will Smith?
Can I be Will Smith as if he sounded like me?
No. Oh, sorry. No. Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna be Will Smith. Voice.
I'll be Martin Lawrence. Also with no voice. I don't know if that's to preface that. You'll notice. Pretty
I will
quickly.
And, play the chief.
I'll go ahead and I'll do our stage directions here. I don't think there's too many of them. Bad Boys or Bad Boys 2. Bad Boys also. Interior: a musty late '90s to early 2000s police station. Day: a seasoned cop. possibly Tommy Lee Jones, although I'm probably thinking of Men in Black, sits at his desk, making calls, writing things, and doing various other office activities. The police chief sits in his office, typing away at his computer. He calls Tommy Lee Jones in.
Tom!
The chief checks IMDb, realizing the cop he's talking to is not, in fact, Tommy Lee Jones, but instead Martin Lawrence.
Martin Lawrence. An actor and a writer known for Martin, 1992, Bad Boys 2, 2003.
Yes, sir.
And, oh, excuse me. Martin and Bad Boys, 1995.
Yes, sir.
All right, Martin. I know you've probably been working here a long time, and I know you don't like partners, but...
I work alone. I think I nailed the words.
Thanks. Thanks for interrupting me. Well, Martin, I have a special mission for you this time.
I don't want to hear it. I will... A cool and hip Will Smith walks into the office.
Did someone say, Will, what's up, y'all?
I like if you're like, I will be doing the voice of Will Smith if read by Carlton in a cold read.
Oh, man. I'm just...
Martin Lawrence, this is kind of Will Smith, your new partner.
Will Smith holds out a fist bump, but Martin grabs it and shakes it. Hello, William. I'm Martin Lawrence.
Huh. My girl has the same last name.
Anyways. Oh, what am I doing?
Anyways, Martin Lawrence. That's probably not important or anything. Here's your mission. You must go undercover to infiltrate some kind of Cuban drug gang.
Sounds difficult.
And specific.
So what you're saying, Chief, is we'll have to be...
Bad boys?
Yep, two of you. Bad boys. Both of you. Bad boys. Two bad boys.
Bad boys two.
Cut two. Interior. Cuban drug basement. Night. The bad boys, parentheses two, are undercover. They're standing around with guns pretending to be Cuban. Everyone's sleeping though, so they're just having a chat. Anyways, that was a good story I just told.
Yes, very radical, yo.
Will's phone begins to ring. The contact on the phone says Madison Lawrence with a heart next to it. Martin sees the phone before Will can answer. He grabs the phone.
Hey, man, not cool.
This is my sister's number. What the hell?
Wait, what?
They look at each other for a second and realize that Will Smith is dating Martin's sister. I'm angry.
Well, don't stay angry for too long because we're almost done. Three pages.
Okay, I forgive you and we're even better friends now.
Cool. Let's do the iconic shot.
Interior, Cuban drug basement, later. The bad boys, parentheses two, are in a fight with some Cubans. All of a sudden, they're back to back or something. The camera circles around them as they shoot people. Awesome. Cinematic.
What?
Oh, God. I dropped my script.
Epic.
It's epic.
I almost said cinnamon dick.
Kyle, do you need a new ringtone? Because we could clip that.
Clip me saying cinnamon dick? Yeah. After they shoot everyone, Will Smith offers a fist bump to Martin. Martin fist bumps him, signaling character change.
We ride together, we die together. Bad boys, parentheses two, for life.
Fade to black as credits roll as Will Smith does a rap that summarizes the movie.
No. Thank you for your fan script.
That was great.
That was so funny.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, man. Oh.
Cinema
dick. Well, we got to do it. We didn't tease it up top, and so I'm worried people didn't know what was going to happen. But we play a game called Guess What Movie Trailer Kyle's Dad is Describing based on having never had heard of the movie or seen it, but only having seen the trailer.
Exciting.
And so he's been on a little bit of a hiatus, and he's returned. And so this is my dad describing a movie trailer. If you think you know what it is, just hold it. So we'll play the whole thing, and then we'll guess what it is. So here it is right here.
Okay. So he looks really young for his age. He sends some letters and now gets this job that earns a grand. I wonder why someone writing about them makes them the enemy. He's not 17 or 16. He's a 15-year-old journalist. His mom doesn't like this adventure he's on. He wants to know what these guys love about music. Hopefully their plane doesn't crash. I wonder if famous people are really more interesting.
No, you song is not United 93. Does anyone have any other?
Almost Famous.
It is Almost Famous.
That was great.
I forgot that about the so plane funny. Part until
That was so great.
Thank you very much, Gene, for doing the show. Thank you, Song, for joining us here in studio and supporting us. If you want to tell anyone what you got going on, where to find you and that sort of stuff, let them know now.
I just got stuff going on. I don't know. Find me on Twitter if you feel like it. And you can follow me on Instagram. I'm not going to tell you either of those names. Just, you know, be a good person, because here's what the problem is. Everybody just ask people stuff, and you can research it for yourself. So I want you to be a better person and type in Jean Grey and then figure it out your fucking self.
So she's at Elon Musk on both. Yeah. But that's true. It's so easy.
Yeah, so easy.
And she'll be tagged in all the posts about this.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to untag myself. But, you know.
Please rate and review this show. It really helps. And
5 stars.
It sounds so much more real when you say it than when I say it.
You can find me on Twitter, too, YUSONGL. And listen to the podcast Worst Case Scenario. I'm on it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Remember, we got that Patreon if you want to check out other episodes, bonus scripts, and stuff like that. It's patreon.com/neverseenit. And I appreciate you guys listening. And yeah, rating and reviews and stuff really help the show out. And so we appreciate you. Tell your friends and send us scripts. Thanks, guys.
It's a good show.